When you think of environmental activists, who comes to mind? Rachel Carson? Al Gore? What about an 11-year-old girl or boy? Children are the target audience of environmental documentaries being screened this weekend as part of the Belmont World Film Family Festival. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the films and a few of the young people they've influenced.
When I arrive at Alice Van Ever's house in Lexington, she and Mari McBride are dying to share a catchphrase they dreamed up for their three-kid environmental group.
Okay.
Literally 2 seconds ago.
Before you got here, we decided we needed a motto. And so the motto is, save tomorrow by helping today.
As third graders 2 years ago, Van Ever McBride and their friend Lily Georgopoulos formed the group called Save Tomorrow after watching a series of short documentaries. One of the Young Voices for the Planet films follows 11-year-old Felix Finkbeiner. His goal is to plant 1 million trees in Germany to reduce greenhouse gas.
Each tree that we plant takes up 10 kilos of CO2. Every year, and each tree is a symbol for climate justice.
It was sort of like an epiphany of some sort. I was like, if they're doing it, then I can do it. I realized my potential, sort of.
It's one thing to hear about children, but it's another thing to see children in action.
That's why Ellen Gittleman thinks these short docs are so important. She directs and programs the Belmont World Film Family Festival. This year, it includes environmental short films for kids, including two from the Young Voices for the Planet series that inspired the girls in Lexington 2 years ago. One is about a girl from New York who raised $200,000 to help clean seabirds after the BP oil disaster.
When I first heard about the oil spill, you know, it broke my heart.
Kids have tremendous power.
That's Cape Cod filmmaker Lynn Cherry. She directed the Young Voices for the Planet series and says when kids get behind environmental causes, it can tap into grown-ups' guilt.
I've been involved with kids' groups for the last 30 years, and when we try to save a woods or stop pollution in a river, when the kids get up and testify, you know, we just want this river the way it was when you were kids. You could fish in it. You could swim in it. You could drink it. What do they say to that? They're like a moral compass.
It was 2 years ago that Alice Van Ever and her friends testified in front of the Lexington Board of Selectmen to change restrictions for solar panels on public buildings.
That doesn't.
It was scary.
It was scary.
We were ready though.
Yeah.
It felt sort of unreal.
Three of us from Save Tomorrow are here tonight to support Article 29. Climate change is a growing danger to human and animal life on Earth.
We look tiny,
and our voices were really high.
They made their case for solar and ended with a quote from The Lorax.
And remember, as Dr. Seuss said, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's gonna get better. It's not.
Thank you very much, ladies.
The solar panel article passed unanimously. Fact is, though, it would have passed even if the girls didn't testify. But Mark Sandine of the committee Solarize Lexington says that's not the point.
Getting up in front of a town meeting when you're a third grader and speaking in front of a group of 300 people changes you for the rest of your life. And I think you see this happening with these girls now, 2 years later. They're still actively working to make the world a better place.
Sandine credits the three girls for their part in making the second largest school rooftop project in Massachusetts a reality. They've also joined a successful effort to protect forest land from development and added their voices to get palm oil removed from Girl Scout cookies. Not bad for a bunch of kids. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Belmont World Film Family Festival runs tonight through Monday at the West Newton Cinema and the Regent Theater in Arlington.